I invite you to close your eyes as you sit within the bubble of peace that you have created. And this bubble of peace that surrounds you is translucent so that you can see all around you. And in this translucent bubble of peace, let's imagine for a moment that we can float high up into the atmosphere, looking down upon where you live. And as we continue to float up, we find ourselves in outer space, in the cosmos. And all around this bubble of peace, there is a stillness and a silence. And yet that silence is actually permeating with a song of light that you cannot hear with your ears, but it is there nevertheless. That song of light is filled with all the information from your lineage, your galactic ancestors, all what you were doing on the planet is seen and known by your galactic ancestors. And that is why they are with you every time you generate this bubble of peace. And they are with Kryon as well. Every time Kryon brings us another message.
Do you think you've had lifetimes on other planets? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Tonight's message truly is about outer space, and it's part science, indeed, part conjecture, logic, and then, of course, very esoteric. I am a channeler, after all. But the question is a good one. Is it possible you have had lifetimes on other planets? I would love to start then with what I have given you before. And it is a message that becomes more real to you every single year. And that is the fact that the potential is tremendous, that you're not alone in this galaxy. Now, often I hear from you, from others, what is happening in the universe? What is this in the universe? Actually, it would be more, I would say, accurate to say, what about this galaxy? And the reason for that is that part of what I teach and give to you is that the physics that has created you on this planet is the physics of your galaxy. It isn't necessarily the physics of the universe. Even your scientists are starting to look around and say, it appears that the physics may be different in other galaxies. The rules. Therefore, we stick to your galaxy, which is big enough. Is it possible that there is life all over your galaxy? And what do your scientists say about that? This is the first thing that we must actually speak about before we can talk about the potential of you being on other planets in your galaxy. Are they there? Is it possible that there are planets like Earth that would contain life like Earth? Let's start with your science. Every single year, you get better at this, dear ones, and the this I'm talking about is the identification of planets around stars. You cannot see them optically. That is an impossibility at the moment with the science that you have. But you can see them through sensory instruments very cleverly. And you can see their orbits, the distance to their sun. You can look at the gravity they have. There's even ways of testing if they might have atmosphere. Even though you cannot see them, science has identified tens of thousands of potential stars with planets. But the good news is you are looking for planets that are in what is called the green zone, or some have said the Goldilocks zone. And that would be planets like yours, perhaps with water, a similar atmosphere, similar gravity, similar weather, even closeness to your sun, and you're discovering thousands of those. Too fast to even name them. Most of them only have numbers. And here it is, you're looking at conjecture perhaps, logic perhaps, but if the physics that created life on your planet is the same physics all over your galaxy, the chances are very, very high that life has developed the same way other places than it did here. We've told you, dear ones, that those who look around your Earth and study it have made a discovery that life started late here. It may have actually had three starts before it caught on. And that means that other places of your galaxy may not have had those late starts, and life may have got a way head start. And then you have then, scientifically you might say, with conjecture, yes, and logic, that life is everywhere in your galaxy, some of it very simple, some of it microbial. There's even life, I'll tell you now, in your solar system. But the life you're looking for would be sentient life. It would be humanoid life. It would be intelligent. And we have told you before that there are many here, even what we would call a star family, who was around long before you got started and has gone through much, including what you're going through now called the shift. There are ascended planets, dear ones, out there who don't need ships to see you. Instead, they can come here with consciousness, because consciousness is energy. And high consciousness, evolved consciousness, is just another kind of physics. I've told you this before. They visited you often and you think they're angels. This is perhaps controversial to you. They appear to be angels because they carry the full complement of divinity that you believe is God. Well, it is. And so do you. It's a matter of peeling that onion that we have said before, to find the divinity inside. And so now we get into that which is the esoteric part, which you would expect from channeling. Is it possible that souls, the trillions or more of them, that have the essence of God within them that we have told you all along, is it possible that those countless souls have also been participants in other planets as well as this one, and that would be you? I want you to look at the scheme, if you want to say it, the plan, the way things work in esoterics with lifetimes here on this planet. You're here lifetime after lifetime. We've given you some of the changes that are occurring in energy that might even affect those lifetimes. What you carry in, what you carry out. Many spiritual systems deal with this, with the essence of your Akashic record. And that what you carry in and carry out, the karma, all of the other energies. That is a system of the soul, where you come and go and come and go. We have also told you that there is evolvement in that which is a human being carried in your DNA lifetime after lifetime, almost like a school. The soul remains the same. It's the same soul every time you show up. But it's the human who starts to evolve with consciousness. And that is what you're discovering right now. Is it possible that Earth is simply another planet? Is it possible that you have been on other planets even before this one started life? And here's the answer. Oh, yeah. The soul is eternal. You have been on many before you ever got here. Even those who just arrived here, the new souls, you started somewhere else. Is it possible to remember some of that? Now, that's going to be the subject, perhaps, of another channel. But, dear ones, I am giving you this information right now for you to ponder. If you are on other planets, is that in your Akashic record? The answer is yes. And up to now, up to this particular shift, consciousness of the planet, an old energy consciousness, has literally kept a cap on all of that remembrance. A cap, you might say, on what you know or could know or even the sensing. Except that so many of you right now are starting to sense it. And here is how it helps you. I'll say it quickly. In the school of the galaxy, in that which is the whispering, I would say, of the energy that happens within your soul, with higher consciousness, you start to remember the shift. You start to remember what you're going through now, and it starts to give you a little more peace and solace because you've done this before. You can't put your finger on it any more than you can a past life here. But yes, some of you are very now aware. You've been in this galaxy a very long time on planets you're now just discovering that don't even have names yet, just numbers. That is the magnificence of who you are. That's beautiful. That's profound. Welcome to Earth, another experience of the soul. And so it is.